Well, we're almost there. Christmas is just around the corner. And I'm sure every child in here is looking forward to that day, right? It's just a few days away. But it seems kind of weird to me because Advent was so short this year, just a little over 3 weeks long. And I don't know about the rest of you, but I could have probably used a little more time to prepare myself for the coming of our Savior. It's been a very busy month for me, and I feel like my soul is not as settled as what I would hope it would be. That's why I find it interesting that on this fourth Sunday of Advent, our focus is on peace. Our banners have been changed in anticipation of Christmas, but if you remember the past few weeks, Father has been preaching on four things. The first was hope. The second one was love. Last week was joy. And this week, our theme is peace. I can tell you right now that it's really not easy to focus on peace when you don't feel peaceful inside. I really struggled with that when I was writing this homily, but then I kind of came to the realization that there are probably others sitting out there that are in the same boat as me. See, it's easy to become caught up in all the noise that our culture makes around the season of Christmas. All it takes is a trip anywhere by the mall to see a seemingly endless line of cars filled with people waiting to buy their goods. Signs, spotlights, and commercials make it seem like the only important thing about Christmas is the presents that we buy. Add on to that holiday gatherings for work and family, and then preparing for Christmas. All of this can add up to make our souls so restless that when Christmas Day arrives, we are exhausted and not able to celebrate with our entire being. If you feel like you are in the same place with me, then I'd like you to take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and listen to the message of peace that Jesus brings to his people. When we think about peace, I think that it's easy to simply think of it as an absence of conflict. And yes, that is part of it. But the peace of Christ goes much deeper than that. When we rest in the peace of Jesus, then we are not just peaceful when there is an absence of conflict. We are peaceful in the midst of conflict. And this is not an easy thing to do, nor is it something that happens very quickly. In order for us to be peaceful in the midst of conflict and busyness, it takes time and it takes prayer. It takes time spent with Jesus in prayer as a part of our lives. A deep peace in our soul does not come from the world. It comes from God. And so we need to make time to be with our Lord in prayer. See, at the end of the first reading of Micah, it talks about the coming of the Messiah. That whole passage of Micah talks about the coming of the Messiah. And did you hear the end of this? For now his greatness shall reach to the ends of the earth. He shall be peace. Our peace comes from God. Working on our inner peace is something that we should do often. But as followers of Christ, we do not keep that peace to ourselves. We share it with others. I can think of two areas that we have the opportunity to share our peace with others in the coming days. The first is right here at St. Bernard's. Christmas is one of the great feasts of the church, and there are many who come to our celebrations of Christmas who do not darken the door of our church otherwise. Now, I'm hopeful that our sanctuary will be full to overflowing for our celebrations on Monday and Tuesday. While it presents certain challenges, such as children not being used to being in church, or families that find it perfectly normal to whisper back and forth during the entire service, it also provides us with the opportunity to show them hope, love, joy, and peace. So when a family that you have never seen before takes over your pew, just remember that you have been blessed and been called by God to have a special part and special relationship with him. We are the fortunate ones to be here every week. But more than that, we want to make sure that everyone who comes to our parish feels welcome to be here and feels welcome to become a part of our family. I can think of no better place than in church to share the love of Jesus and the peace of Jesus with others. The other area that provides us with the opportunity to share our peace with others is with our families. For many, Christmas is a joyous time to get together with families. For others, however, it can be challenging. Nobody knows how to hit our hot buttons quite like family. They know our faults and they know our weaknesses. And there are some who enjoy trying to bring out the worst in us to make them feel better about themselves. Whether our time with family is joyous or contentious, we have the opportunity to be the light in those relationships. We hear the story of Mary traveling to see her cousin Elizabeth in our gospel today. And on the surface, it may just seem like the relationship between Mary and Elizabeth, their cousins. But as the image on our screen points out, there's so much more happening. It is John's relationship with Jesus and Mary's with Elizabeth. And Jesus and Mary and John. And it's the same with our relationships. Even though we may think it's just between ourselves and another person, whether a family or a stranger, it is so much more than that. What we share of ourselves goes with the other person, who in turn impacts how they interact with others, and so on and so on. The point is, our relationships matter. So as we leave here this evening, let us try to find some time to rest in the peace of Christ in prayer, and then let us be ready to share that peace with others. Let us be the ones to share the hope, the love, the joy, and the peace of Jesus. If we do, it will indeed be a Merry Christmas.